It's been great having you in here this morning, Norm. And since you're in this morning, I thought that we would talk retirement because about 2 years ago now, you announced your retirement from daily duties here at The Ticket, hosting a talk show. And I've said many times on this show that I've been thinking about retirement since I was 8. And I'm not really kidding about that. Mm-hmm. Even when I was a kid, and I remember my dad telling me what retirement was all about, and I thought, wow, that sounds great. I got to get there at some point. So I'm always interested to talk to people who have made it to the other side. So how is it?
I'm going to ask you a question. How addicted to this job are you?
I don't think that I'm very addicted to it, but whenever I contemplate retirement, maybe I discover that I'm slightly more addicted than I think. But I think I could walk away and be okay.
I think a lot of people in this business are addicts. We like the adrenaline flow. We love the feeling of being in the arena. We love the feeling of having a story or having a note. I just told you one. Mark Stein is saying that Jason Kidd may be a candidate for the next coaching job.
Which we both found very interesting.
Very interesting. Now, the Knicks would have to compensate the Mavericks. But anyway, all that aside, I love the arena. And it's fun. What you get to do every day, especially now that it's 3 hours.
Yes.
Is fun. It's just a good time.
We laugh a lot.
I missed that good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe you would miss it in retirement also.
Okay. That's interesting to know. Do you regret your decision to retire?
Give me a minute here.
Okay. I know
maybe.
you're still doing a podcast.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday podcast.
So you're scratching that itch a little bit. It's not quite like the daily radio scratch.
I love walking in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
This felt so natural this morning to walk into the studio and prep for a show.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever been. I never had another job. I mean, I broadcast games and things like that.
Right.
But that's the same arena.
Wrote for magazines.
But it's all in the sports media arena.
You waited tables.
Norm did?
No.
Yeah.
No. No, I was a dishwasher at an all-night your host in Buffalo, New York.
You greatly bucked the American trend because the average retirement age in the United States is 62. And you
is
played
it really?
And you played for another almost 20 years.
Wait, how are people retiring at 62?
Well, it's going up. So in 1991 it was 57, which
wow.
I didn't realize that. In 2002 it was 59. And then as of about a year ago, it's up to 62. So people are working longer now. And I think that has a lot to do with people are living longer.
Sure.
So you need to work a little longer to make sure you can fund your longer retirement.
Gosh, that just sounds so young to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe people used to retire at those ages.
Yeah. But you never, Norm, had a thought of retiring at 62 or the generic age of 65 to retire?
No, never thought of that. Never thought I'd at 70.
See, and I
never really thought I'd at 75.
I was wanting to retire at 35 and 40.
Well,
I couldn't, but
you'll find that waiting tables is not as good a job.
Right.
Okay.
That is the rub in that we are very blessed to have this job. Like you say, we laugh a lot. It's fun. It's a hard job to leave.
Well, and imagine what this job enables you to do. You then take this job and you can go places. You can...
Generic.
No, you can travel to Norway.
That's more specific.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
You can buy a coffee table made out of beer cans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the right because you have disposable income. And after you retire, You generally don't. I mean, you can keep making money for sure.
But you got to start kind of watching it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And especially now that there's rumblings about Social Security and rumblings about Medicaid.
Sure.
And that wouldn't scare you. And it wouldn't scare you, Gordo.
What?
The rumblings about Social Security and the rumblings about Medicaid.
Yes, sadly, it feels like there's been a whole few generations now that have just always assumed that those weren't going to be there.
Yeah.
And honestly, stories like that make me cringe a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's inflation and your post-retirement income goes down, I'm not ever going to be homeless. Don't worry about that. Okay.
Bet you
but
know of.
In the next two or
you don't know if my plan's
going
to work.
In the next two or three years, if something doesn't change, we're going to drive a lot of people into homelessness.
Yeah.
In L.A., which is just have a terrible homeless problem now. Problem isn't getting some money to come in. It's the level of rent.
Mm-hmm.
People can't afford it.
Yeah.
Where can they afford to live? In their car.
Yep.
That's where they can afford to live.
So what do you do all day now that you're retired, Norm?
Well, I work on the podcasts, obviously, for three times a week. I'm just a little bit disappointed in myself that I haven't kicked it back into gear on a couple of book projects I have.
Okay.
I mean, I've got in here writings, lots of them.
He was motioning towards his laptop there.
Yes, my,
for those who can't see us.
My very,
which is everybody except us.
Look at this. Look at this size Apple I have now.
Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah. Well, you used to have an oversized laptop.
Now, I don't know what to do with it. I mean, people say something about a browser. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, dear. So you've got a couple of books in the works. You're such a traveler. Are you traveling more in retirement?
Well, some health problems the last year, which are now past, we talked about.
Yeah.
Way to go, Craig.
A little bit of a bear trap there.
No, it's not a bear trap.
Just had to bring it up.
I'm okay.
Mary and I, on the 16th of July, will fly to Dublin, rent a car.
To see George.
To see George. He'll still be there. We just need the name of the pub.
He almost will still be there.
Yeah. We're gonna drive entirely around the outside of Ireland. And we're going to go south first, so the ocean's always on our left as we go around Ireland.
Awesome.
And I think we'd like to take a changing of leaves drive this fall.
Yeah.
And maybe drift into Canada.
Okay.
Where I believe we're still welcome.
Our 51st state.
Yes, our 51st state. And we'll try to avoid the military takeover of Greenland. But I'm always up to go back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And prices there are very nice, so... there's a lot of places to go, Jim.
Have you found that freedom of being able to travel more and kind of on your schedule to be a nice part of retirement, or are you traveling about the same and still feel like you're having to work it around the podcast?
Traveling about the same, but more touch with family.
Okay.
I think. The boys, their wives, the grandbaby, Gwendolyn. But I think... we're now going to kick it back into traveling gear.
Okay.
And I'll say the last thing. I've wanted to go, and we're looking at ways to go now, because it's pretty expensive to get to Antarctica.
Oh, that would be great. I would love that.
I would love a picture of me standing up in Antarctica.
Yes.
Now, that would be a picture.
Yes. Good. I hope that happens for you.
No walker. Just me standing up in Antarctica.
Yeah. I'm not sure this visit made me more excited about retirement, but I appreciate your honesty and your thoughts.
don't do it too early.
Okay. But that's been my whole goal, is to do it too early.
Right.
Well, I'm going to suggest that people like you who wanted to do it very early, they may have to drag you out of here kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Norm, I turned 60 in December, so I'm kind of past the too early thing anyway.
Your hair turned 60 15 years ago.
It really did. About 25 years ago, yeah. About 25 years ago.